All right, please, Zach, we'll learn who is Shlema Shimon Tzvi and Paramore of Amalia, Abigail, Bas Estamalka, Kipri, Ektor, Tamram, and Caleb, Zerachai, Bas Lea, Abigail, Baruch, Zivor, Rach, Bas Maid, Bas Maid, Bas Simo, Chai, Malka, Esther, Bas Yipora. Okay, we were on six lines from the bottom, on Tav Aleph, Omer Aleph, six lines from the top, on Tav Aleph, Omer Aleph, the word by the two dots, the Yetzir Chus Tola Shol Shonim. So he mentioned in the Mishnah that she may not think that she may, sometimes, according to our Mishnah, that the water may not have an immediate impact on her, because she may have some sort of merit. So zuchus demai. So what zuchus? What type of merit can she possibly have that would protect her from the immediate impact of the water? So ilema zuchus de sora. If you say it's a zuchus of the Torah that she learned, ha'ena metzuva osahi. She's not a metzuva osa. She's not commanded to do it. And we know, right? Because the pasuk says u'matam osam as b'neichem, and there's a Russian gemara in kedusha and dachav tesam and base is below as b'noseichem. And since she's not a mitzuva, therefore, how can her schar be so good? Because gadol mitzuva osa mi ain't a mitzuva osa. It can't be such a big schar. Okay, Ella, we must say it's tchus mitzvah. It must be the tchus that she did some mitzvos. The tchus of the mitzvos that she performed, that is protecting her. So Gemara asks, tchus the mitzvah mi magna kula hai? Can the tchus of performing the commandments, can that protect her so much? But Tanya, we learned in the following braisa. Et zo darish Rabbi Menachem bar Yosi. This is the drasha of Rabbi Menachem bar Yosi. Kiner mitzvah v'torah or. The mitzvah is compared to a candle, and Torah is compared to light. Tala hakosav es hamitzvah b'ner. The Torah compares mitzvah to a candle. The es hatorah v'or, and the limit of Torah to a light. And what's the nimshal? Es mitzvah l'ner lo malacha, ma ner eina magina elafisha. It's like a ner only works just for a short period of time. Or eno mayer, it doesn't work for a short period of time. Af mitzvah eno magina elafisha. So to the mitzvah can only protect for a short period of time. The es haTorah, but or the Torah is compared to light. Lo merlecha maor magin laolam. Just like light protects forever. I don't know what that means. It gets dark at night, so I don't know exactly what it means. But ma or magin laolam af Torah magina laolam. So to the Torah protects forever. So you can't say that it's the mitzvah that's protecting her, because the mitzvah doesn't have a sufficient. I think it's just very apropos. The mitzvah doesn't protect her forever. It only protects her for, you know, three years to the max according to Rabbi Shmuel.
Is she allowed to live with him during that time?
And someone asked me that question yesterday. I can't imagine, because the Gemara on Chav Beis is going to say that, and it brings up machlokas, I think. I'm not sure, but that stuff happens to her, but it's not. There's got to be something. The whole point of the Maim Ma'arim is to prove or to disprove whether or not she did it or not. So I would have to assume that she's not permitted to live with him. I don't know. It's a good question.
1 year, 2 years, 3 years, depending on what she did.
Right. That's what the Gemara. That's what Gemara suggested. It's potential for 3 years. 3 years. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the possibility exists that it could be told her for 3 years. But the thing, like I said, the Gemara Chav Beis is that there are things that she does get sick. Things happen. Her eyes just don't bulge out, and her veins don't pop out, and her stomach. Yeah, that's what it seems to indicate, that right away it happens. That's what the Mishnah said, miyad, or yeah. Right away it happens. But who doesn't have any mitzvahs?
Right.
Right, so lomo lecha ma ne'er in magin al-fisha, af mitzvah in magin al-fisha, v'hatorah be'or lomo lecha ma'or magin le'olam, af torah magin le'olam. So the Gemara says, va'omer, and we also find another pasuk, how do we know this is the pasuk that teaches us that the Torah protects forever. Forever means the Olam Hazeh and the Olam Haba. It says, V'hisalachecha tanche osach. And then it says, V'shach v'tishmo alecha v'akitosa hitishichecha. And we learn, V'hisalachecha tanche osach ze Olam Hazeh. That's to protect you in Olam Hazeh. And v'shach v'cha, and when you lie down, tishmo alecha will protect you. Zo misa, that's after you're dead. V'akitosa hitishichecha, that's la'asli lavo. So it protects you this world and the next world, and when you're lying down. Basically. Mashal Adam. It's compared, I guess this is compared to a mashal to a person, he was walking in the dark, in the pitch black at night. It's really dark. He was afraid from walking into thorns, maybe falling into some ditches. That's another type of thorn. From the wild animals, from the listim, and from the bandits. He doesn't know which way to go. So if he gets a torch, so he's going to be saved from the thorns, the thicket, and the, so he won't fall in. But he's still going to be afraid from what he's walking, from the wild animals and from the bandits. Maybe they'll get him. The Eina Yodea Be'ezadera Pahalech. He still doesn't know which way to go. So that's the same thing they're saying, that's the idea of a mitzvah. That the mitzvah protects you from a little bit, not from everything. Kevin Sha'ala Amar Shachar, once the light of day comes, Nitzami Chayiram and Alistim. Now he's saved from the Chayiram and Alistim because their derech is to attack at night, and now it's daytime, so he's going to be protected. That's also someone who is Zocha the Torah, which is compared to Or. He's also saved via the Torah from Chayt and from Yisurin. But Adayin Eina Yodea Be'ezad Derech Mehalech. He still doesn't know which way to go. He's still lost. He doesn't have his GPS. He doesn't know which way to go. So he gia leparshas derachim. So then, when he gets onto the path, nitzam mikulam. Now that he knows, you know, there's a sign or there's something that shows him the way to go. Now he's saved from everything. So that is, according to Rashi, that is a mashal. The nimsal, that is the yom misa. That even though he was osik b'torah all his life, he's never certain that it's going to protect him from his yetzer. That he'll do hate or do something like that. So every day he's got that worried until Yom Yisoso, that then he's saved from everything. Davar Acher, another reason why the pasuk compares mitzvah to ner and the Torah to or, to tell you that avera mechaber mitzvah. If you do it, maybe it offsets. You do an avera, it offsets the mitzvah. So maybe you have people who have schuyos, but they also have averos, so maybe that offsets their mitzvahs. So the aveir mechaber mitzvah, just like the ner can be put out, thanks by water or by breath, can be put out. The ain aveir mechaber Torah, but an aveir cannot be mechaber somebody who deals with Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, mayim rabim, lots of water, lo yuchul kabos es ahava, cannot extinguish the love. I guess the love is compared to Torah. I think I always bring that a pasuk, but if it's compared to the light of the day. You know, water can't put out. Light of day is light of day until it gets dark. Okay, unless you're like in Alaska. Fine. So we just see from now that the zechus of the mitzvah cannot protect us so much. We also saw that the zechus of a mitzvah can be offset by an aveira. So how could you possibly say that the zechus of the mitzvah that protects on the sota for such a long time, even if she had done the aveira? Maybe she had the affair. So Amar Rav Yosef, says, no, the zechus of the mitzvah is what protects her and is what keeps everything held off in abeyance. And what that Rav Menachem Bar Yossi said, that the mitzvah does not protect Elif Isha, that's only, you have to distinguish between protecting you from sinning and protecting you from bad things happening to you. He says, mitzvah, but idna da asikba, at the time that you're osik in the mitzvah, megana umatzala, it protects you from the yitzurim, and mitzala means that it saves you from the Yetzihara. When you miss of doing the mitzvah, you got a shliach mitzvah, he's not going to get harmed. And also, once he's doing the mitzvah, he's not going to sin. So protect him from his Yetzihara. But in the lo asik bay, the time that you're not osik in the mitzvah, so agun magne, it could still protect you from yisurin, but itzule lo matzla. But it's not going to save you from the Yetzihara. Whereas Torah, bein be'inu the asikva, bein be'inu the lo asikva, magin the matzah. No matter what, once you have this chos of Torah, that's going to protect you from Yisurin and from the Yitzhara when you're learning and when you're not learning. So maskif lo rabba, so Rabba asks on this, elamiyata, if it's true that the Torah protects you even from the Yitzhara, so our gear says dog v'olchi tofel. I don't think... Right, who are friends of David, Milo Aski B'Torah, right? Well, they were originally, but they were big Talmid Chachamim. The Mesorah that we have is that they were Oski B'Torah, right? Lo Aski B'Torah, but my Lo Hagin Alayu. Why didn't it protect them from the Yitzhara that caused them to leave and to be then no longer be friends with David and actually be his enemies, right? Why was that? So El Amarava, no, the following chiluk is. The chiluk between Torah and mitzvah is as follows. Torah, but idma da asik ba magna umatzla. At the time you're learning Torah, it can protect you from Yisurin and will protect you from the Yetzihara. But idma da lo asik ba, when you're not learning Torah, so aguni magna tzul umatzla. It'll only protect you from the Yisurin, but it may not protect you from chait. But mitzvah, just doing a mitzvah, bein di idma da asik ba, bein di idma da lo asik ba, aguni magna tzul umatzla. Mitzvah all the time. Whether you're doing the mitzvah or not doing the mitzvah, it will protect you from Yisurin, but it won't protect you from the Yitzhara of then going ahead and doing a Avera. So that's why Doeg and Achitofel, yeah, they had Torah, but Torah only protects you from the Yisurin when you're not learning, but it doesn't protect you from doing an Avera. No, it's the same thing as Torah when you're not learning.
Yeah, but Torah is not even...
Mitzvahs, it's one and not two all the time. Torah protects you from both when you're learning. But when you're not learning, then it's like the same thing as mitzvah.
Yeah, but isn't Torah study a mitzvah?
But it's a higher level mitzvah. It's a greater mitzvah. It's the greatest mitzvah. It's a great one. So it's,
if you're doing a regular mitzvah, it protects you from you do when you're doing it and when you're not doing it.
No, a regular mitzvah, well, right. But so learning Torah, when you're not learning Torah, it'll protect you from the it'll protect you from doing a sin. But when you're learning Torah, it has an even greater stage that it'll protect you even from the Yetzer Hara. Right? It has one level stage. When you're not performing either learning Torah or doing a mitzvah, it's the same. Protects you from Yisurin, that won't protect you from doing an Avera. But when you're learning Torah, it has a higher Madriga, that'll even protect you from doing an Avera. So Dogen Achitofel, yes, they learned a lot of Torah, but they did what they did when they were when they weren't learning. So they weren't protected from the they weren't protected from doing an Avera. Okay?
Yeah.
Problem that you have over here is that where they learn it from. So Ravina, oh, we'll answer Ravina, and then we'll go back. Ravina Amar La'olam Zechus Torah. Real. So the problem that we still have, though, we still have the problem is, what protects the sota? It's not the mitzvah. What's protecting the sota? I don't know why. We just because she's not doing a mitzvah, so it's not going to protect. We said Zechus Mitzvah will protect her. But we, so when she does mitzvahs, it should be protecting her because we just said that Zechus Mitzvah protects you from Yisurin. Sorry.
Right.
I think most of us are more sympathetic with Rav Shimon's shita that the zechus is not taller. It happens or it doesn't happen. Okay, Ravina Amar Lo Olam Zechus Torah. It's really her zechus is zechus Torah. Udi Kamarta. You said, but zechus Torah. What zechus does she have? She's Eina Mitzvah Osa. So Gemara says Nihi De Pakude Lo Mifkada. Right. She herself is not obligated to learn the Torah, but nevertheless, Ba'agra De Makrin Umasne Binayu. The schar, the agra is the schar she gets that she wakes up her children that they can go learn, they can get up and go to school and go to learn. And they want their husbands to go out to the Beis Medrash at night and to learn, or theirs to go to a different city and to learn. That their schar, that their misayeya to this to their husbands or their sons' learnings. Milo palgaan bahadayu. Does she not get schar? She gets schar from that limud. So the schar that she provides for. The fact that she is the instigator, the allows, permits, instigates her husband to learn, or her children to learn, she gets schar from that. So that's the Zechus Torah that will protect her. That seems to be the maskana of the sugya. Right. Okay. So the Gemara goes back now to go back to the mashal of Rabbi Nachman Bar Yossi. His mashal, again, was the guy walking at night. And he has no light, and he's afraid from the thorns, he's afraid from the ditches, he's afraid from the animals, he's afraid from the bandits, and also doesn't know which way he's going. So and then he gets to a Prashas Drachim, and all of a sudden everything is clear. So we said Prashas Drachim. What does that mean? So my Parashas Drachim, Amar Rav Chisda, Ze Tamil Chacham v'Yom Misa. The Mashal, or the Nimshal, is to a Tamil Chacham who learned Torah and dealt with mitzvos, and when he came to the day of his death, then he knows that he was solid for his lifetime because he never was Porish Matorah. He didn't remove the old. Of the mitzvos, he was good. If you can't be, Adyom Moso, Yichakelov, Adyom Moso, you never know what could be. Rav Nachman Amar, Zet Tamil Chacham v'Yiras Chet. Now, Parshas Drachim is a Tamil Chacham, but the Marshal list is somebody who's Osek B'Torah, Uve Mitzvos, and then he was Zocha to Yiras Chet. The fact that he has Yiras Chet, that's going to protect him. I thought we just said the Torah's going to protect him, but the Torah, he's going to learn what a mitzvah is, and what's Usher, and what he's not allowed to do. And then he'll have Yiras Chet, and then he will no longer chase after his Yitzhara because he'll have afraid of the Chet. Marzutra Amar, this one I'm not sure I understand. Marzutra Amar, Zet Tamil Chacham, the Salka Le Shmaisa Aliba de Hilchasa. The Parshas Derachim is a hint to a Tamil Chacham that they help him in a Shemayim, that his words are going to be accepted Le Halacha. Right, so I don't know what that means. So, right, where was that? Towards the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. The Sakle Shmaita leave the Hilchasa. V'hachi ka'amar. Yep. V'hachi ka'amar. Allah Amur HaShachar Nitzal Min HaChaya. Well, when you get to Amur HaShachar, you say from the from the animals. Zocha l'Torah, if you were zocha l'Torah, yinitzol min yitzahara u min achet, v'adayin en yodeya v'ezid derech mahalet. He doesn't know which way they're going to go, meaning on other people. Im yiskesh yisayu min ashamayim l'skabal dvarav bein chaverav, l'horos kalachu kemishba. Iki l'pashas drachim, komer zocha l'kach, nitzol mikulam. It's nothing to do with the day of death. It's just being zocha that his words are going to be accepted in the base medrash as the halacha, and then therefore what? I'm not exactly sure. But therefore, I guess maybe if you know that they're accepting your words in the base medrash, you know that you're on the right path. That's the only thing I think of. Okay.
Man, do you see anything on this whole Gemara? I mean, I wish I could say that. You learned Torah, you're protected for even when you're not learning Torah. But we know that it's not.
What?
Life, we know that
Life.
When the session is exactly here, it seems like you've
It's Adi Gerolo. I've seen plenty of things on that.
Right. Exactly.
I
didn't hear,
right? Davar Acher. Something else. Right, we said that Rav Nachman Yossi said that avera mechaber mitzvah, the ain avera mechaber Torah. The avera can offset or reject a mitzvah, but the avera cannot offset or extinguish the learning of the Torah. So Amar Rav Yosef, Darshe Rav Menachem Bar Yosef High Cry Kisinai. When Rav Yosef learned this made this drasha, it was they called him Sinai because it's Torah min Sinai. It's obviously correct. The Ilmale Drushua Dog Vachitofel Hachi. And had not Doeg and Achitophel learned this, lo rotful basar David. They wouldn't have chased after David, which I think I mean chase after David to kill him.
Yeah.
Not chase after David to be with him. Right? The problem we're going to have over here is they're going to bring a pasuk that they made the mistake because David did something that had the maaseh with Bathsheba. But Doeg died before that. Doeg was apparently Bathsheba's grandfather. So I think that's what it was. Right?
I don't know.
But nevertheless, Doeg died well in advance. Right, so Tosfos Shantz writes that not to Goriz Doeg, because the chet of David by the Aches Ish was the Mice of Bathsheba, and Doeg was already dead. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Doeg and Achitophel never saw each other, because Doeg was in the days of Shaul, and Achitophel was in the days of David, and... Oh no, Bathsheba was the granddaughter of Achitophel. That's what it was. Bathsheba was a granddaughter of Achitophel. Right, so Bathsheba was a granddaughter of Achitophel, and Doeg and Achitophel never saw each other. That means Doeg was much older than Achitophel. So it can't be, so he was dead by the time Maaseh with Bathsheba happened. What does he say? About to say.
No,
okay. All right.
And how old was Achitophel?
You could tell his grandparents lived, I mean, he was older, but he wasn't, but he was around.
Yeah.
He definitely was around. Sukkah said he was around.
He was his papa, they say he was part of the Shlomo initially, so he couldn't have been.
Okay, so what is it? The drasha da'od by Kol Gachach below right Fulbasar David, because Dichsev, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lemor Elokim Azavu Ritvu V'Tivsu Ki Ein Matzil. They left Hashem and they chased after him. So what does that mean? My darish. So that means, he says, they explain that it means that somebody who went who violated Eishes Ish, Hakadosh Baruch Hu would leave him. And he'll be punished because Hashem leaves him because Ein Matzil. Hashem's going to leave him from that avera, so that they see if you have mitzvahs, if you extinguish, if you do this avera, Eishes Ish. My darsh, it says Lo Yiru B'cha Evros Davar, and then it says afterwards V'shal Mecharach, Hashem's going to leave you. So they said if you do Evros Davar, you do averas of erva, Hashem leaves you. So Hashem left you. They left David. But in the middle, the Hein Yodim Shad Veir Mechav Mitzvah and Veir Mechav Torah. But yeah, Ein Achanam. The Averus are not out the mitzvahs that you did. But David also had the Schus of Torah, and Hashem would never leave someone who has the Schus of Torah. I don't know what that means at all. Okay. So then the pasuk that we just said, the drasha from Rav Nachman Bar Yossi, he was Doris. The beginning of the pasuk was we said Mayim Ravim Lo Yuchul Lechavos Es Ahava. Unaharos lo yishpatua imitin ish es kol hon beso bahava boz yavozu lo. Some sort of boz, how do you type boz yavozu lo, which is booty? Boz yavozu lo will have.
Surely scorn him.
Scorn him. Oh, boz, like bush. Okay, boz yavozu lo. So Amra Ula, why does a. I think that what Pasuk is talking about is someone who wants to give his money to somebody else who's learning, they're going to scorn him. So why is that? So Amra Ula lo kushim achi azaria. It's not like Shimon, the brother of Azariah, or Shimon, the brother of Azariah, he appears in the Mishnah, he says, Zvachim. Shimon is Achir Azariah. right? And Elok, Rav Yochanan, Venesia. And not like Rav Yochanan, who was in the house of the Nasi, because what these guys did is they supported their brothers in learning from the outset. I guess it was a Yisachar Zulun relationship or something like that. They supported them from the outset. Ela ke Hillel v'Shavna. It's like Hillel and Shavna. All right, Hillel v'Shavna. The Chiasar of Dimi, when Dimi came, I guess to Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, Hillel v'Shavna achayu habu. They were brothers. Hillel asak v'Torah. Hillel learned Torah, and he was really, really poor. Right? V'Shavna avad iska. And Shavna's brother was, I guess, a wealthy merchant. L'sof amalei. And at the end, when Shavna realized that Hillel was a big Talmid Chacham, the Sof Amalei na ta na arog v'lichlog. Let's split it. And I'll give you some money now, and let's split it, and I'll get some of the schus. So Yatsabaska v'amra imitin ishes kol ham beso boja vozulo. No, that's what you want to do. It. You start from the beginning. Don't all of a sudden, step in at the end and think that you're going to get chelik in his schar.
Okay,
right. So then. The mitzvah said that Ben Azai said that a person is obligated to teach his daughter Torah so that she will know if and when she will know that when she becomes a sota and is accused and the water doesn't work, it's not because the water doesn't work. She'll know because the Torah that she learned taught her that her schus is tolelo. So Tosos just points out, and then Rav Elazar says kol lamed bitoki lamed tipos. So Tosos points out there's a third shita from in the Yerushalmi. Yushalmi the Ben Azai lo, because Rabbi Lazar, Yushalmi the Ben Azai, the Loker Lazar Ben Azariah, the Dorish, Hakela Sa'am, right? The Merach Hagiv says, Hakela Sa'am, Ha'anoshim v'hanoshim, v'ataf, anoshim v'al v'lmod l'noshim l'shmoa. So, right, the Nira, the Peres, the Mitzvah, l'shmoa hanoshim, k'dei she'yidu l'kayin mitzvah, v'lo mishum she'yidu z'shchus Torah. According to that Gemara, the women are there to listen to the Torah, not because of this to know about the schos Torah, but actually to be the kaiyim mitzvah of learning Torah. They should learn it. They should listen to it and know what to do. So that's the third shita. Question is, I'm always asked, we never pass in like Reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer, we always say shamuti. Whether shamuti means that he's a tamal beishamai, or shamuti means because he was put into.
We didn't ask him, but he's right.
He's put into cheirim. No, he says kolam lamed bitam lamed tiflus. So, but it violates to that all.
That was
you're
speaking about. He was right.
What?
Which is impossible,
right?
Because of the
Rabbi. Right, but we never pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Why here do we all of a sudden, but it's called the Pesach, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer? Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Kol, this Bito, Malam, the Tiflos. The Girsa that they had in the Mishnah that was not the word Ki'ilu, because they asked, you learn Torah, Tiflos, Kasal, Kadaitach? Kol, the Malam, Bito, Torah, Lam, the Tiflos? You're saying that Torah is Tiflos? He says, no. Ela, Emo, Ki'ilu, Lim, the Tiflos. He says, if you teach her Tiflos, because she's going to now know the ins and outs. That's why our Mishnah, if you looked in the Mishnah, so the Girsa, I think, had Ki'ilu in brackets or parentheses. I don't remember. I'm going to flip back and look. Right, it says...
So how is she supposed to be that carried the bunny?
Because until recently, the Beis Yaakov movement, the understanding was that women were educated in the home. That you lived in a certain environment, and you lived in a kosher environment. There weren't outside influences, and they learned from the Masorah. And that they learned from mother to daughter, and that was enough. Right, part of the reason behind the Beis Yaakov movement was that the society never didn't permit them anymore to learn everything.
They were losing them.
They were losing them. So they institutionalized what they were used to be learning in the home. And now the people who say that women have more of a right to learn even more Torah, they say that because they're getting their PhDs in chemistry and microbiology and they're becoming lawyers and doctors. So you have to, if they're going to get that type of education, they should also get the Torah education as well. Not stepping in this. Not stepping. No, I just say what other people say. I'm not stepping into it. Okay. So, Amar Rabbi Avoh, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Where does Rabbi Eliezer learn this? That Ki'ilu Lamda Tiflos, if she learns Torah. He says, Diksiv, the Pasuk says in Mishnah, Ani Chachma Shachanti Orma. I am wisdom, and within me comes. Aremus, which is subterfuge, I guess. So Kevach and Nichlasa Chachma Adam. Once Chachma goes into a person, Nichlasa Imo Ar Mumis. So now they get this extra understanding as to be sly. So was that? So okay, we're cunning. So man too, no? So man shouldn't learn Torah because he's become sly. I don't understand why does that drasha only apply to a woman? I don't understand that. Okay, Rabbanon, meaning Ben Azai, who says that you are obligated to teach them Torah. Ha Ani Chomam Abilei. So what does he do with this pasuk? So he says, "Mi barley lichid the Rebbe Yosi ber Bichanina." He darshens this pasuk the same way that Rabbi Yosi ber Bichanina would darshen the pasuk. Then Rabbi Yosi ber Bichanina ain divrei Torah miskayim el b'misha ma'amid atzmo aram aleihem. You're only going to be, you're only going to keep, the Torah is going to be kept by somebody who struggles so much that he becomes naked, basically. He gives away all of his nechasim and becomes ani in order to to learn shenema ani chachma shachanti arma. That Torah is only in the sky by those people who basically pour out their heart and soul and all their money and all their possessions in order to obtain it. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, now that we have this drasha, so there are going to be some other drashas as to where Torah is going to stay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein divrei Torah miskayim el misha meisim asmo kemisha eino. Torah is only going to be established by somebody who puts himself as if he doesn't exist. Shenemar, I don't know what that means. Chachma ma'ayin timatzei. The Torah, which is chachma, is going to be found by misha oseh so ka'ayin. Someone that makes himself like an ayin, and it's not the ayin. It'd be a shafal ruach. It'll be about gaiva, I think. That's all. So he makes a different drasha. Whatever he says, pas masala is a mission of Perkeyavos also. Yeah, that's how you say it. I don't know what that means. There are plenty of Talmidei Chachamim who are Rebbe himself was extremely, extremely wealthy. I mean, the people who are very wealthy who are Talmidei Chachamim.
You
never benefit from this world. So how do you juxtapose that with the fact that he was the wealthiest guy in the...
You don't know how much work.
Okay.
You don't know how much work he put into it.
Right, so I don't know what it means. Maybe the Atzmo Arum Aleim. So that means that everybody who lives in the house and can afford to pay their mortgage can't. There's not, the Torah is not going to stay. It's only somebody who has absolutely nothing and is living off the.
What's your priorities?
Probably. It doesn't mean that somebody. It doesn't mean that the person who is negative is going to learn. I think you're right. Where is your priority? Where is it?
Where's your head? If your priority is to learn, your priority is to learn. Your
right.
Priority is to make money.
Right. Person is defined by what he values. That's okay. Wrote Rabbi Shua Omer. Rabbi Shua says, Rabbi Shua had mentioned that Rosh Isha, a woman wants Kav V'Tiflus more than Tisha Kav V'Prishus. So what does that mean? So my Ka'amar, Hachi Ka'amar. Rosh Isha, a woman prefers B'Kav, to have a minimal amount, a Kav of Mizonos V'Tiflus Imo, and that her husband will be around for intimacy. But she prefers that over Tisha Kav of being very wealthy, U'Prishus, but that her husband would not be intimate with her. That's what she prefers. She prefers a less money and more intimacy than more money and less intimacy. Because we say kolam lave, because then she'll get involved in tiflus, and then she'll, I guess the tiflus is what leads to the precious. I don't know. Okay. Who does he quote for that? Is that a Rashi?
Rashi
says, the third, fourth skinny line. Rotsa Isha Bekava Tiflus, Chafitza Lizo Mzonos Mulatim, the Yetifilaso, Tiflusa, Matsoy Lelatashmish, Mites Kabla Priestus, Lefichas Ain Tov Shatalmo Torah, the Tulmo Torah. Because why? Because then she's going to, because we said Kolam Alamid. I don't know. What's the connection? I guess because the Torah teaches you to limit your tiflus,
yes.
And that's the opposite of what her nature is. Her nature is not that.
Well, that's why she learns the Torah, she'll realize that she shouldn't be
focused on tiflus. Yeah. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says here, and he quotes also over here from Chafetz Chaim. He says, "He says."
Yeah.
No, down here. The kevan shechafetz ha'isha b'yoser b'tiflus. Since a woman wants tiflus. Lo tov lo shetil motorah. Why? Lefisha Torah milamedes as adam lima'it mea tiflus. V'dover zehu hefech tivva shel isha v'lo tiyah Torah chaviv alea. Oh, we compared the Torah to tiflus. So that means that's what she wants. No, I need halacha. Alright. Rav Mishnah said, Hu haya omer chasid shote. We said a chasid shote, Rosh Aram, and Isha Prusha, and Machas Purushim, those are considered the Bali Olam. Those are the ones who destroy the world. So heichidami chasid shota. So we said this yesterday. What's considered a chasid shota? He goes to katova isisa b'nahara. He sees a woman drowning in the river. Va'amar labarch aron lishakuli b'batzule. It's not appropriate, proper for me to look at her and to go and save her and lets her drown. He lets his ben adam l'makom sort of interfere with his ben adam l'chaveru, or he lets his stupidity interfere with reality. Okay. Chasid shota. So now heichidami rasha aron. I think Tosos brings another case down. Right, he brings the Yerushalmi. He says, look at the third Tosos. He says, Ro'a tinok mibabeya binaris. He's a baby bobbing in the water. Amar lichashe echlot tfilin atzilenu. Ad kishu chol tzvil and hotzi zes nafsho. When I take off my tzvil, then I'll go get it. Take it off now, or just jump in and go get a saver. You know, that's right. Okay. So hechi dami rasha aram. What's considered a sly or wise evildoer? Right. Amar Rav Yochanan ze hamatim dvarav ledayan kodim sheyavo bal din chaveru. It's somebody who sort of presents his case to the judge before the other friend gets in. So I'm not exactly sure what the judge is doing, because that's a violation on the judge's part to listen to somebody else. But basically, if you get your complaint in first, oftentimes the sympathy is going to go to that. That's going
to
right. Okay. Rabbi Yabo Omer, what's a Rasha Avram? Zeha nosin dina la'ani la'hashlo mosayim zuz. That somebody is an ani, who has 199 zuz, and you go ahead and you give him, I'm going to give him a favor and give him another zuz to get him 200, and therefore he no longer can take lech b'chicha and peya. Because that's the above the line, below the line number is 200 zuz. So you say, I'm giving this guy money, and you end up, we're giving you the money, you offset the time, we have in the Mishnah, where's the Mishnah? Probably peya. But the Tnan is the Mishnah Peya Perichas Mishnah Ches. Okay, the Tnan.
Misha Yishlom. So what are you supposed to do with this guy? You're not supposed to give him the last.
Don't give him the last mount. The Tnan. Oh, how do you know? You know. The Tnan. Misha Yishlom Masayim Zuz. Somebody has 200 Zuz. Lo Yita Leket Shechol Peya Maisharani. He's not permitted to take Leket Shechol Peya Maisharani. Because the Chavim said that with the shear of Masayim Zuz, that's enough to keep you alive, I guess, for the year, and therefore you don't have a zechus, you're not considered an ani, and you can't take this. But Hayelo Masayim Chaser Dinar, if you only had 199, I feel Elef Nosnim Lo Ka'achas Hare Zeyito. So, but if you have 199, and the guy walks up to you and gives you even up to 1,000, in other words, you have the mitzvah of giving stucco, and you can't say that, oh, he has 199, he only can accept one zuz, the rest he has to reject. Because
what's the difference between this and what Yochanan said?
Right, so Rav Yochanan says if he's missing one zuz...
And are you saying the same thing again?
No, I'm not, saying something completely different. He says, Rav Yochanan says, that if you have 199 zuz, and you want to be tzaddik and give him one zuz, and now he's off from, now he took him away. But if the guy only has 199 zuz, the guy himself doesn't have to say, you're only allowed to give me one. I'm only allowed to take one zuz worth of leket. I'm only allowed to take one zuz look worth. He can take everything. Harezayito. He can take everything because it's judged at the moment that he's supposed to be taking. At the moment he was supposed to be taking, he had 199, he's an ani. Okay. What's another way to be called? What's another idea of Rasha Arum? Rabbi Asi Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, ze hameitzi eitza limkor binuchasim mu'atim. This, if you give an eitza to tell somebody to sell off his limited amount of property. Let me finish. The Amar of Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yisomim orphan shekadnu u'machru binuchasim mu'atim mashe machru machru. Orphans who sell off the small amount of property that they have, what they sell is sold. What's going on here? What's going on here is that it was a takan in Usha that the girls should be supported before the boys. In other words, whatever was the estate should support the girls first. All right. So look at Rashi. B'nechasim watim, the tnan, misha meis, someone died. The heniach bonim uvanos, and has inherited his sons and his daughters. Bizman shan nechasim urabim. If the nechassim are many, habanim yarshu, the banim, they become the owners of the property, v'habanos yizonu, you have to support the daughters. Nechassim watim, if there's not enough money, habanos yizonu, the daughters get supported, v'habanim yishalu ala pesachim, they let them go bed. The girls come first. They have to be supported first. So, but the halacha is, if the boys went out, and said, kodim, Rashi continues, kodim shebo habanos lebezdin, v'midon bezdin, nechassim becheskas banos, if the boys went ahead and sold all the property, before the daughters came to court, it's a valid sale. Yeah. So if you advise somebody to do that, you're considered a Rasha Aram. The boys himself are probably not too good either. Okay, Abai Amar, Abai says similar in that there's two parties. What's a Rasha Aram? It's Zeh HaMesi Eitzel Limkor B'Nechassim K'Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel. It's someone who advises to sell somebody's property in accordance with the ruling of Shimon Gamliel. Tisanya, what's that? Nechassai lecha v'acharecha leploni. It's sort of like a remainder will. I say that all my nechassim go to you, Marcel, and after you, they should go to Mati. And they should go from you to, and that's my wishes. V'yorad arishon umachar. And then you, in the meantime, you went ahead and you sold it to somebody else. You didn't keep it over to give to Mati afterwards. You gave it to somebody else. V'achal hasheni. And the second guy, this guy who I guess you sold it to.
Second guy can go and claim it back.
Tesanya. It's just not fair. Let me read. Let me read. It's not fair. If you want to read, by all means, but to keep jumping is just not right. Tesanya, nechasai lecha v'acharech leploni. V'yored arishon u'machar v'achal. And the first one went and he sold it, and it went to and it was eaten up by somebody else. Hasheni, Hanakama holds the sheni, meaning mati motzi miyana lekochos. You can go and get it after the first guy dies. You can go get it from the second person who was sold to or is eating it, because it was in a remainder will that was supposed to go to you. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, no. Ein la sheni ela masha shayir ishno. Mati only has what's left over from Marcel, because the sale that Marcel made to the third party is valid. Yeah, there's a remainder estate, but it's Marcel's at the time. It's only what the Shimon Gamliel says, it's only what's left over after Marcel goes to Mati.
Is it because it's goshtar?
Because you can't, I guess, it once I give it to somebody, it's his. It belongs to him. He's supposed to then give it to you.
When
he's done with it, he's supposed to give it to you, but he decides not to.
Right.
So Rav Shimon Gamliel says that.
Sells off everything. There's nothing left.
Correct. So Rasha Arum is a guy who goes up to Marcel and says, "Hey, why don't you go sell it to somebody else? Because it'll be a valid sale and you'll get some money on it." I don't know why. Again, I don't understand why. That's what other people are asking. I don't understand why only he's the Rasha, and only the guy giving the advice is the Rasha Arum. What about the guy actually making the sale? He's violating the will of the bequeather.
The whole
Mitzvah. I don't know. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Sheshes Zeh Hamachria Acherin Ba'Orchosav. It's somebody who says, what's a Rashi? He says Hamachria Acherin Ba'Orchosav. The last Rashi, Reu V'Asu Kamoni Uluchu B'Drachai. He's like, everyone look at me and do what I do. Lo Niskavin Zeh El Laharos Atzav Kechasin Ke'Enei Habrios. Remember, he's a sham. He wants everyone to look at him to see what he's doing. The ain toho kibaro, but his insides are not like his outsides. Ela shalo yidakiku acherov livdo petoa vasav. He just doesn't want people to look after him, look into him too much. So he presents himself as this tremendous chassid. He's really a Rosh Aram, even though inside really he's not such a big tzaddik. Yes. Rav Zrika Amar Rav Huna, what's a Rosh Aram? Zahamekil atzmo umachmil acherim. That's somebody who takes upon himself all the kulos, but tells everybody else they have to be machmir. That's not a really good guy. What?
All too common.
Yeah. Well, it's all too
common.
No, a tzaddik guy is going to say I'm machmir, but the halacha really is that you're allowed to do that. Ula Amar Ula, what says what's a rasha arum? Zeh shekara v'shana v'lo shimesh tamidei chachamim. This guy who learned Rashi Shakara Mikra Vishana Mishnah and learned Mishnah, just read the Rashi. Below Shimesh Talmidei Chachamim Lilmo Tzvaras Hagamara B'Tameh Mishnah Mahen. He learned the Mikra and the Mishnah, so he knows the words basically, but he doesn't know the reasons. So he's a Rasha who he's considered a Rasha. Well, he's really a Rasha Aram. She'ein Taraso Al Burya the Ein Lilmo Hamenu. The Torah isn't really into him, and you can't learn from him. Guy can come up and start quoting Mishnayos and quoting rules, but if he doesn't know the reasons behind it, you can't rely on the guy. But he presents himself as the Pik Tamas Chacham because he knows everything about Peh. But he doesn't know the reason. Shayadeh Hata'amim, Rashi says in the third line, Yish Chilik Be'Isser Veheter, is a Chilik to what's Usser, what's Mutter, Ubedini Momeros is a Chilik, Lischos Lechayev, Ubetaharos Latamim Latahir, you have to know the reasons. We see many places throughout Shais. We say my time Amar Hachi, Umar Hachi, why does one say this way? Why does one say that day? The Amar Mai Benayu, what's the distinction between them? Ikibinayu Kacha Kach, the Arumhu, and he's considered an Arum, he's considered sly, Shashomeya es Kolo, Shoni Mishnah Isov, so when he hears him chazring over, Elim and Silas and carving over and over again, right? Shashomeya es Kolo, Shoni Mishnah Isov, Kasavar Shubaki Bitameyam. You're gonna think he's also a Baki in the reasons. They know again about Kabul, Katami Chachamim, you can give him, and he's gonna take like real Talmid Chachamim, when in fact he is not, because he doesn't know the reasons. Okay, we'll stop here. Nachum will pick up on the second line on Chavrei Zemrav.